USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A group of House conservatives, primarily from the House Freedom Caucus, is blocking Republican-backed bills in protest of Speaker McCarthy's handling of the debt deal. They joined forces with Democrats to vote against a procedural rule, marking the first such failure since 2002. GOP leadership had to postpone a vote on gas stove and regulatory reform bills as talks to resolve the impasse continued. Former Vice President Mike Pence launched his presidential campaign in Iowa today, emphasizing the need for new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for President of the United States of America.
Pence also expressed his belief that former President Trump's disregard for the Constitution disqualifies him from holding office again. A former Trump aide testified before a Florida federal grand jury that's investigating Trump's handling of classified documents. Taylor Budowich, who currently runs MAGA Inc., criticized the investigation as a baseless and concerning government overreach targeting Trump. As Canadian wildfire smoke pours across New York, the state is closely monitoring air quality. Here's Governor Kathy Hochul.
And the bottom line is this. If you can stay indoors, stay indoors. This is detrimental to people's health.
Parts of the state are reporting air quality indexes up to 800% higher than the typical level of 50. Golfer Rory McIlroy continues to voice his opposition towards LIV Golf, even in the wake of the recent merger announcement with the PGA Tour. Addressing the media, the four-time major champion openly expressed his disdain for the venture. McIlroy emphasized his wish for LIV Golf to go away by the end of the 2023 golf season, and he confidently believes that it will. This is USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
In a recent Economist YouGov poll, nearly half of independent voters expressed the view that President Biden's health and age severely restrict his ability to serve as president. The poll found that 48% of independent voters share the opinion, while only 11% believe that Biden's age and health have no impact on his job performance. The CEO of the women's workout clothing company Lululemon is standing by his decision to fire some employees who tried to stop some shoplifters.
Video shows two men grabbing merchandise from the Lululemon store in suburban Atlanta and rushing out. Two workers were then seen chasing the thieves out of the store. CEO Calvin McDonald says that violates the chain's zero tolerance policy on engaging with thieves. He says the reason is to not put customers and workers in danger, adding, it's only merchandise. The incident recalls a far worse one 12 years ago when a Lululemon employee in Bethesda, Maryland, killed her co-worker who caught her stealing merchandise. I'm Richard Johnson.
Tonight's Yankees game against the White Sox is being postponed in the Bronx due to poor air quality from Canadian wildfires.
I actually walked outside about 2 o'clock and was like everyone else, like, whoa.
Yankees manager Aaron Boone says the game will be made up tomorrow as the first game of a single admission doubleheader. The NBA Finals resume tonight with Game 3 between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets in Miami. That series currently tied at one game apiece. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.